Today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Kufla Meches. We learned yesterday that according to the Chachamim, it's also to hang a strainer on Yantif, and it's certainly also to hang one on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, so Talamai, if a person does hang a strainer, is that an Issa Daraisa or only Issa Darabanan? According to the Chachamim, that it's also to do. So Amar of Yosef, Talachayev Chatos, Rabbi Yosef says definitely an Issa Daraisa, Chayev a Korban Chatos if you do it. Abaye disagrees. He says it's no different than hanging a pot on a peg, which is clearly mutter, and therefore this would only be at most an Issa Darabanan because it's Uvda Dechol. Abaye goes on to list three different types of structure and what the halacha is in regards to each type. First type is good, mishmeres, kila, kisei, galin, a leather chair, a strainer, a canopy, a type of chair that they use in a place called galin. Those are all very temporary structures and are asr midrabanan to put up on Shabbos. If somebody puts up an ol keva, the second type, an ol keva, a permanent tent, that's definitely an issa daraisa. Then the third type is something that's made to constantly be put up and taken down, like a mita, kisei, traskal, the asla, a bed, a folding seat, or a folding toilet seat. Those are always meant to be put up and down, and therefore that's heter gamer, that's 100% mutter. The Gemara then asked Shimer Mai. Mishnah said, according to the Chachamim, you're not even allowed to use a strainer on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, is that an Issa D'Oraisa, or is it only an Issa D'Rabbanan? Amar Rav Kahana, Shimer Chayev Chatas. Rav Kahana says, D'Oraisa, Yechayev Karban Chatas. Rav Sheshes disagrees. He finds it unlikely that something that Rav Lazar holds as heter gamer is 100% permissible, that the Rabbanan are going to hold as an Issa D'Oraisa. To argue to such extremes, he finds that very unlikely. Even though we do find by the Ir Shel Zav a certain type of jewelry that Rav Meir holds as an Issa D'Oraisa and Rabbi Elazar holds as Heter Gamer, over there it's different because there's a middle Shita, the Shita of the Rabbanan, that it's Asr Mi D'Rabbanan, so that's why you can have the two extremes as well. Now, assuming like Rav Kahana that there is an Issa D'Oraisa to use a strainer on Shabbos, so the Gemara asks, which malacha is it, Mishamai Masrin Bey, when we give Hasra, which malacha should we tell the guy he's doing? So Rabbi says it's like Borer, because in both cases, you're taking the ochel and you're leaving aside the psolus. Rabbi Zera holds, no, it's merakid, because in both cases, psolus milamala va'ochel milamata. The garbage is left on top and the good stuff goes down to the bottom. After quoting a lot of contradictory psakim of Rav, the Gemara says that what emerges from Rav is three basic rules. Number one, if a bed is asr midrabanan to set up, that must be kidekarmanai. It's a bed made out of different sections that need to be tightened, and therefore it's asr midrabanan. A canopy is mutter to spread over a bed if it was already attached to the frame before Shabbos, and that explains why in Rav Huna's house they would always remove the kila on Shabbos and presumably would put it up on Shabbos as well. And the third rule is that in a normal case of a kila and a mita, of a canopy and a bed, a person is allowed to stand up the bed but is not allowed to set up the canopy on Shabbos. Rav Chiya taught two halachas about putting up temporary structures. Number one, vilon is mutter, putting up a vertical partition, not an ohel, but a vertical partition is mutter. And number two, putting up a kilas chasanim is mutter if the top is less than a tefach wide. It doesn't get to a tefach within three tefachim from the top, from its highest point. At its widest point, it's less than two tefachim wide, and it doesn't hang over beyond the bed by a full tefach on each side. If all four of those conditions are met, then a kilas chasanim is allowed to be put up on Shabbos. The Gemara asks that we have different statements that seem to contradict each other about wearing a felt hat, a siyana type of hat that could be, that apparently may or may not be worn on Shabbos. So first the Gemara thinks that it's the brim that's at least a tefach that would make it asr because it's making an ohel, but if the brim were less than a tefach wide, then it would be mutter. But then the Gemara says that it's only asr if it's placed loosely where there's a concern that it can fall off. So it has nothing to do with an ohel and how wide the brim is. At least that's the way Rashi understands. Tosfos understands it has plenty to do with how wide the brim is. But the way Rashi understands nothing to do with how wide the brim is. It's all about whether it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it. And then the Daf concludes with Rav Huna telling us three mili ma'al yasa, great things in the name of Rav. First, that two people can hang a leather bag by its straps because they're not going to hang it so tightly, but a single person is not allowed to do it because we're afraid he's going to make it too tight. Second, even an oven with a single broken leg cannot be moved because we're afraid that a person is going to attach the leg back onto the oven, and that would be a violation of bona. And then finally, that Rav taught that asid the Torah shetishtakach mi Yisrael, that one day the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, and the Braisa proves this idea from a pasuk in Amos about the day where there will be a ra of bona. It's a famine in the land, but lo rav lelechem, velotzam alamayim, kiyum lishma, it's divrei Hashem. It's not going to be a hunger for bread or a thirst for water. It's going to be a hunger and a thirst to hear the word of Hashem. And the Braisa quotes another pasuk, Yeshotetu Levakish Hasvar Hashem Vlo Yimtzu. People are going to wander around looking for Hashem's word and they won't find it. It's referring to a woman who wants to ask a halacha question about a loaf of truma bread, and she wants to know its tumma status. Is it a rishon l'tumma because the tanura command demal yadamya, we view the oven as if it's full of tumma, or is it only a sheni l'tumma? And nobody will have an answer to be able to deal with that question. And then finally, the daf concludes with Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says, I disagree with this entire idea. Chas v'shalom shetishtachach Torah miYisrael. God forbid, Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Rather, the problem is going to be that we won't find halacha brura, mishnah brura, b'makom echad. We won't find agreement about the reasons for the halachos in the Mishnayos. But other than for the halachos that are mentioned in the Mishnayos, but other than that, the Torah will always be part of Klal Yisrael.